Psychiatrists are known to spend years delving deep into the human psyche to uncover how and why a person behaves a particular way. But psychiatrist and commentator Alyssa Eli says there are times when judgments are expected to be quick and unambiguous.
On my lunch hour, I was asked to assess a man for competency. He was an elderly man without legs and without speech. His legs had been lost to diabetes, his speech to a common form of stroke. I often saw him in pajamas near the nursing station, with a bland expression and excellent posture from the waist up. Then he developed an inoperable cancer. Staff and family had wondered for some time whether this man was unable to comprehend his medical circumstances. His social worker thought perhaps he was abler than he seemed. I was asked to evaluate and to fill out the affidavit testifying to incompetence based on a likely dementia. The children were involved and willing to become guardians, which made it blessedly easy. I met the social worker with forms in hand. Dementias are usually so clear they can be evaluated by the end of lunchtime. Sometimes it's so straightforward it seems a waste of form-writing time to meet the patient. We wheeled him into the office and he shook hands pleasantly. Then he pointed to his throat. "Better," he said. "Better, better, better." The social worker explained that "better" was the only word his stroke had left him. It seemed a bit of black neurologic humor. It's hard to test someone who can't speak or write. We started at the beginning with questions about orientation, yes and no questions which required only a nod or a headshake to answer. It took a long time, an annoyingly long time, for someone on her lunch hour to establish he knew the year, the date, the president, and where a hidden pencil could be retrieved. I asked if his wife was still alive. "Better," he said, pointing to the ceiling. I asked if he had pictures of her. He nodded. "Did he look at them often?" He nodded. "Better, better." "Did he weep?" He shook his head twice, paused, then nodded. I asked if he thought about his own death. He had decisions to make if he were able to. He listened blandly. "If you become very ill," I said, "a heart attack, another stroke, you have choices. The doctors can do everything possible for you with resuscitation and machines. Some people want that. But some people say, 'Doctor, don't do any of that for me. Just let me go.' That's what they want." "What do you want?" said the social worker. We waited for his answer. The bettas were frustrating, but had become strangely communicative, too. He said nothing. Then his hands came out in front of him, and he slipped one rapidly over the other, as if the top hand was taking off from the runway of the bottom. He had to make the plane exit several times before the social worker got the point. "You're out of here," she said. "Better." It had taken us an hour to get this far. "We understand what you want now," I said. The social worker beamed. The man took her hand with one of his, and with his other hand, the one that had been the plane taking off, out of here, he made a fist and poked the triumphant thumb up. Anyone could hear what he was saying.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist at a state hospital in Massachusetts and comes to us by way of member station WBUR in Boston.